This is Maryland's Morning News, WBAL and WBAL.com.
Hey, 20, what a good Monday morning to you. I'm Brian Eben. You heard Keith talking about baseball, and it's right around the corner, only a few months away from opening day. Like I said, in the mid-70s today down in Sarasota. Joining me now on Maryland's Morning News is Monica Barlow of the Orioles, because Fan Fest starts in just a couple weeks on February 1st. Good morning, Monica. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, and we're happy to know and happy to say that WBAL will be, once again, be the home of the Orioles, and we'll be broadcasting live on February 1st. What can fans expect? What can they get out of Fan Fest, especially those who have never been down there before?
Well, you know, I think everyone really looks forward to Fan Fest every year. With the temperatures being cold and snow on the ground, it's nice to realize that baseball season is coming up, and this really is sort of the kickoff to the season. Fan Fest is an all-day sort of extravaganza. We have events for kids, adults, seniors, everybody. We really try to make it a lot of fun for people of all ages. We're going to start at 11 o'clock at the Baltimore Convention Center. There's free parking in Lot BC at the ballpark. We have forums all day with players and coaches. We'll have autograph sessions, of course. We'll have interactive games, trivia, bingo, which is always really popular. We'll have a little mini Little League field that we set up each year for the kids to get a chance to play batting and pitching cages. It's really just a day filled with baseball activity.
A lot of fun. And I know the kids, especially young kids, there's a special zone just for kids, right, where they can go and get autographs and things like that?
Exactly. We do, for our autograph sessions, charge for charity. All the money goes to our charitable foundation. But for kids 14 and under, there is a line that goes all day that is free of charge.
Okay.
So kids are invited to come down and get to meet their Major League heroes.
And it's the 60th anniversary of the Orioles as well, and I know you're doing a special event for My Orioles Magic, where you want fans to participate and send in what the Orioles mean to them and a magic moment for them. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. This is kind of an interactive contest. We've been impressed with what our fans have come up with in previous contests we've done on social media in the past couple years. And so we launched a new website called Orioles.com/60, and it's filled with all types of different activities and things surrounding the 60th anniversary. And one of those things is called My Orioles Magic Moment, as you said, where each month through September, through the end of the regular season, we're going to post a key moment from Orioles team history and invite fans to film themselves reenacting their version of that moment. So, for example, this month is Doug DeCense's home run in 1979 that sort of kicked off Orioles magic. So we have a clip of that video on the website, and we're inviting fans to check that out to refresh their memories, and then just film a little video of themselves reproducing that moment. Each month we'll pick a winner, and they'll get a prize pack that includes an autographed baseball, free tickets to a game, and also the chance to have their moment put up on our website as well.
Great. Thank you, Monica, so much. And we're going to be broadcasting live from FanFest on February 1st. Keith Mills and the boys will be down there, and we'll link to all of the information on our website, WBAL.com.